Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Check us out on social media or email us using onair@zgamesau.net.
Hello, friends. You're hanging out on Zed Games. We're coming to you from the 4ZZZ Studios, but you might be listening to us across the Community Radio Network, online through iTunes or Spotify, or maybe on Facebook Live. We might be live on Facebook Live.
Who knows?
You two can check.
I don't have Facebook on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Millie, you can do it.
Because I'm trash.
It's okay,
yeah,
so am I.
Yeah, we are live. Look at us. Look at us there.
My name is Jack, and in studio, beautiful. Millie is here.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm watching myself.
Oh, and Rani is here as well.
Hi.
Coming up, we're going to be chatting the week in gaming news. Millie, you are talking... What are you talking? I forgot.
I'm talking Super Starfish.
Super Starfish, developed by Brisbane devs.
Yee.
And Ronnie, you're going to be talking Pokemon. Oh, both of you are going to be talking Pokemon Go.
Yeah, always.
Obviously.
Nerds. Good on you. No, I haven't played
the Weeb.
Although I did not know. Correct. It's okay. That stings later on. I didn't know that Triple Z was a Pokestop.
Yes, it is.
It's
and
so
it's
good.
The greatest thing. So,
so you're just like playing it while you're on the.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay.
That's literally what I was doing. Like, I think on my first trip here, I was like, oh, Pokestop.
Beautiful.
When I was like meant to be listening to Adrian. Sorry.
Look,
Sydney.
Not much has changed since. Millie.
Hi.
Super Starfish.
Yay!
Tell me about it.
So, I downloaded this game because I wanted a relaxing game to play on my phone because I was sick of Candy Crush clones, which I'm never sick of, so I lied, but, you know, just a smidge sick of it. So, I downloaded Super Starfish because it looked, like, really colourful and pretty, and I like fish. And I got it on my phone here. So, I've managed to unlock 35 starfish in the time that I've been playing.
So what is the actual gameplay?
So you start off in the game as a little fish. What's his name? Let me look him up. His name is...
You forgot him!
There it is. It's Cosmo. So you start off with a little fish called Cosmo. And he gets introduced to a clam and the clam goes, oh, you're lost. Go hunting for more starfish. So, essentially, this game is like an endless runner. So, you control it with your thumb, and you just sort of scoot around the screen. And I've got an ad pop-up, thank you.
Yep, cool.
So, nice. Now I love it. Pass it on to Rani, so she's okay. A little playthrough. So, you just press go, and you'll learn pretty quick. So, essentially, the game throws you straight in, and you just sort of control the little fishy with your thumb across the screen, and you've got to collect stars. So you sort of zoom across the screen, collecting stars to get a good point.
Didn't get to the star.
Yeah, because you crashed. Good.
There's a big obstacle in the middle of it.
Yeah, you have to dodge. You control it with your thumb.
Oh, my God.
Or your finger or whatever.
Which anything
you
want.
Whatever appendage you use to control your games. Your toe. Yeah.
I suppose.
If you're on the toilet, yes.
Oh, no, thank you.
So you essentially zoom across the screen through space, which is beautiful, with all these, like, galaxy effects.
It does look gorgeous, yeah.
It's really beautiful.
It is.
And you earn shells, which you spend in the volcano to rescue more starfish.
Cool.
I just got a shell.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's your sort of in-game currency, if you will. But there's also gems, which was like rupees from Legend of Zelda.
I'm terrible at
this. I was too, don't worry.
Here you go, Jack.
Pass it
Thanks,
to Cringe.
Cool. Let's
like
go.
Let's have a play. And those ones are currency that you purchase.
Yes.
So those you can unlock, you know, more fish or more chances to play with the volcano to unlock more fish. It's a very simple game. There's no real story to it. You essentially swim around and you make your terrarium, I guess, space terrarium bigger.
You can kill it. Yeah, I'm seeing like all the starfish and all the,
Yeah, so I've got 35, as I said, but they're adding more and more with each update. So it started off, maybe about 50 starfish. Now I think there's like 75 starfish or something like that.
That's a lot of starfish.
But they're not like... And I think when I say starfish, a lot of people are imagining like, you know, Patrick Star starfish.
No, it's not quite. It's just...
It's not quite. They're...
They're goldfish. They look like goldfish.
They're fish that are based on real life fish, but they live in space. So therefore they are starfish.
Yeah.
And their tails and everything are like Cosmos behind them.
Oh my God. Oh God, it's getting intense.
Yeah, it gets really intense.
I'm getting like I'm through like the black holes to the crystals and they're just flying at me and I'm terrified.
So I haven't actually unlocked all the levels yet. as you progress, that was a beautiful little burp.
Yeah.
As you progress,
oh my god, there are lasers. Jesus.
Yeah. As you progress through the game, more regions, I guess, of space are
unlocked. Yeah, yeah. So you keep going,
and it goes faster and faster and faster and faster.
Oh no, that stresses me out. No.
Yeah, it is a little bit stressful. But I played on the plane for ages when I was flying to Europe, and it was great because it doesn't use data. So
yeah.
I can't complain about that.
Is the ad situation bad?
No, it's not bad at all because they reward you for watching an ad.
Nice.
Yeah, so you get 20 shells if you watch an ad, and they're not long ads. They do have sound, unfortunately, so if you forget to turn your sound off, it's like, woo!
Yeah.
But usually I play it on mute anyway, but the music in the game is actually really, really pleasant. So you can play with the music on, but obviously I usually play at nighttime in bed, so I have my sound off.
So
little snapshot into the life of lonely Millie.
Look, it happens. Yeah. Although I message you, like, nighttime for you, like, I message you at, like, 5 p.m., you're like, I'm already in my pajamas, and I'm like, that's fair.
Yeah. I get up at 4, leave me alone.
It's a good arcade, well, same, oh, it's so, that's a different show. It's a cute little arcade sort of mobile
Endless
game.
Runner, basically.
Yeah. Download on iOS, I believe it's on Android as well.
I think so, yeah. It's by, Protostar Games?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're based in Brisbane.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that.
Halfbrick, ex-Halfbrick devs.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that very aesthetically pleasing cartoon feel, which I really enjoy.
Yes,
it does.
So,
definitely
download?
Yeah. Yes. Definitely download it. Download it if you want, like, a peaceful little playing game. It's not too stressful, and it's pretty simple to get a hold of, so...
Good stuff. Ronnie and Millie.
Yes. Hi.
Pokemon Go came out 4 million years ago and no one cares about it anymore.
That's a lie.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's such a lie.
Do you want to hear something great?
Well, you've got 5 minutes to say what you
need. Shout out to my Community Day Mudkip people who I followed around in South Bank wearing Mudkip hats.
Oh my god, I love it.
But yeah, so I judged you a little bit, sorry.
Wow.
But I caught a lot of shinies on that day and it was great. I love Pokemon Go and I will fight you if you disagree
with
me.
It was a joke. It was like, I don't have anything against Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, no, that was a shout out to everyone else out there. It was it's such a good game.
It's
like, you
the
just run around
game.
And you catch Pokemon. Like, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Why you hate?
It gets you outside for one.
Fair.
I walked much last weekend.
Yeah. And, like...
I did, like, 45 Ks.
45?
Oh, my God.
45?
Yeah.
In a week?
In a weekend. 4 days. It was great.
What?
I know. We were just... Me and Matt were just catching Pokemon on our anniversary.
That's what you do.
This is what you
this
do.
This is what you do.
45K walks?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll do a 7. 45, mate.
You just walk. And it's just, like, endless loops around Brisbane, too.
Yeah.
And you just... You don't realise that you've just walked around our entire city. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I walked from, like... I walked from, like, Eagle Street Pier all the way over into South Bank, through QUT, back through the city, and all the way back to Eagle Street Pier.
Yep.
It was so good.
Well, you know the loop that I do from my place.
Yeah.
I'll go from Woolloongabba through QUT over back across. That's a good 7K walk.
Yeah, you can pop an egg in that time.
You can pop a good egg?
Pop some good eggs.
Great eggs.
What's changed? Since everyone, like... played the hell out of
it's
it.
It's just better now.
Yeah,
it's more...
Because it was missing features originally.
It's streamlined now, I think. It's a lot better.
Yeah. I think you can trade now, you can send gifts now, and you can battle
your
friends
battle
now.
Yeah.
So it has all of those things that you used to love about Pokemon games that you could do that it didn't have when it first came out. So now that whole idea of playing with your friends is really there. And I mean, I met some amazing people playing Pokemon Go. I met my best friend playing Pokemon Go. Like,
that's fair.
Yeah. Just, you know.
So it's gotten better.
Yeah, my boyfriend got me back into it last year because I thought it was still lame.
Mm.
But as soon as I booted it up again, I leveled up like within 10 minutes, like 4 levels. So they'd really like made it easier for people to reach a higher level so you can compete with your friends easier.
Cool.
Yeah. Now me and my boyfriend are sort of around the same level.
Right.
Each Pokemon we catch is the same level, so we can compare. So with IVs and everything like that, which is like a hidden secret once you get into but we can compare and we can make sure we catch the
compare
right the Pokemon
pair.
Together. Compare the pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. What community super fun.
So Pokemon Go, It's as addictive as it was back then. It's gotten better. It's They've gotten so added all these features.
There's heaps of Pokemon now.
So many more Pokemon.
There's like four generations, I think.
Yeah. They keep adding. Well, you know, it started with the original. And then
and you can raid now.
Adding.
Do raids. It's fun.
Yes.
And Triple Z is a Pokestop. So
it absolutely
you
is.
Guys could just going to keep playing it while we're in the studio.
Yep. Yeah. Fight me.
That is the end of Zed Games this week on the Community Radio Network, on the Triple Z Show, or online if you want to download it or stream it, whatever you're into. I don't care. Koshi's talking about some VR, something Tale. I don't know. Some VR game. A Township Tale. The Township Tale. I got there in the end. Look, we tried. And I'm going to be I was going to talk about Sky, but I want to give it more time. It's basically Journey, but mobile, and it just makes me so I forgot that I could be happy.
Oh.
That's like
I'm gonna download it because I need some happiness in my life.
That's how much I love Sky, and I've only played 2 hours of it, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on half the time, but I'm so in love.
Yeet.
So I'm talking about that next week. Also, probably Fire Emblem.
Yep.
I'm gonna get so gay
I'm
with
not
everyone.
Ready.
It's incredible.
Gay week time. Myself.
Here we go.
Yeah.
But this week we're gonna be talking about what games you like to revisit. So. Check us out. ZGamesAU.net is the website. At ZEDGamesAU is us on social media. We love and appreciate you. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.